Tom Watkins. He's the former superintendent of schools for the state of Michigan from 2001 through 2005. He's a business and educational consultant in the U.S. and China. Tom, how are you?
I'm great this morning, Tony. Good to be with you.
You wrote an interesting article for Dome Magazine, and I thought it was funny, the email that you sent me, and I'll read these couple lines. The article on China this Friday marks the 90th anniversary on the founding of the Communist Party in China. Obviously, Tony, not to be celebrated here, but it should be noted as going forward, everything is global and is a global stage and will intersect at the corner of China. Interesting way you phrase that.
Well, it is, Tony. I've had a lifelong interest in the People's Republic of China, and particularly the emphasis on the people there. A great fourth grade teacher many years ago excited me about what was going on there. And we've seen some fits and starts of the country that has the most population. One-fifth of the world's population lives in that country, 1.3 billion people, and an economy that's been on steroids for the last 30 years. And so we ignore China at our own peril. And so it's important that we take note and find ways to engage China to assure that their rise doesn't come in our demise.
You talk about how China is the world's oldest continuous civilization and still most popular nation as the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, celebrates 90 years. What's the strength of that party? We hear so much about China, but yet so much is unknown. We know that they are a superpower. We know that they are allowing outside interests to come in and do business with them. We know that they do so many things well, but there is civil unrest. Talk about the Communist Party and the strength that they currently have.
Well, I don't believe I said they were the most popular. I think most populated.
Populous.
Certainly there. And there seems to have been a trade-off over the years. I mean, China has gone through, has been both convulsive and revulsive as it's grown. I mean, clearly there's persecution of Falun Gong. The Uyghurs, which are Muslim Chinese, about 12 million Uyghur people, the Tibetan, and most recently the Mongolian people. So those issues are real and are viewed by the Chinese as their internal business, their internal affairs, and don't take kindly for the United States or Europe or anyone else raising those issues. And we've been engaged. Clearly, our economies are inextricably linked. There's very little that's under Christmas trees that doesn't come from the People's Republic of China. And so we've climbed into bed economically, and what we have to do is to find ways to certainly uphold, as we go into our 4th of July weekend, our ideals, our freedoms, our democracy, as we don't ignore the largest and the fastest growing economy on the world stage today.
Are there any cracks in the Chinese Communist Party?
It's a very strong one-party rule, and clearly there's ebbs and flows of that. I happened to have been in China the first time in 1989 and spent three nights in Tiananmen Square with the students that were then calling for greater freedom, democracy, and the end of corruption. We know what happened on June 4th. The People's Liberation Army turned on the people of China, and it's reported that thousands were killed and many people rounded up. Certainly that put a chill on that. But we continue to see activities by activists. A couple years ago, they signed a document called Charter 88, which called for greater freedoms and democracy. They're going to evolve and they're going to change. But it's going to be done on their timetable and something that makes sense for the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese people. I would encourage people that are interested in this to take a look at the Dome article. That's www.domemagazine.com. And they can see an article that I wrote this about this issue, but also check in the archives where I wrote in 2009, September, an article of specific ways that Michigan can build bridges with China so that it benefits the Michigan people as well.
Thanks, Tom.
It's good to be with you.